Good morning. This is Bryce and Alex with your 10 AM Zedlines. Starting with our local news. The Queensland Conservation Council has called on the Environment Minister, Murray Watt, to intervene after an alleged 200 hectares of threatened species habitat had been cleared to make way for a coal mine. Magnetic South's proposed Gemini coal mine is set to be built near Dingo in central Queensland, with the mine to produce up to 1.9 million tonnes of coal a year. The project has attracted concerns due to the Queensland government deciding not to require an environmental impact statement, despite the area around the site being host to the endangered greater glider. Evidence of land clearing was shown in yet-to-be-confirmed satellite and drone images of the cleared habitat.
Australia's future largest grid-connected solar farm is in jeopardy after the local council has come under fire for approving a work camp for the construction. Darling Downs farming operation Doug Hall Poultry lodged an appeal with the state's Planning and Environment Court over the Toowoomba Regional Council's June decision to approve an 800-person accommodation facility outside the town of Milliman, 80 kilometres west of Toowoomba. The camp proposed by GenX Power was created for the $1.5 billion Bully Creek solar project, which has been in development for over 10 years. Given the camp has the potential to temporarily increase Millimarin's population of 1,500 people by 50%, GenX has pledged a range of incentives for locals, including energy rebates and investments in local projects. In its appeal to the court on June 25th, lodged by its law firm McDonald's Law, Doug Hall Poultry argued the development of the work camp had not demonstrated it would not result in unacceptable social impacts for the Millimarin community.
In national news, the University of Technology Sydney has come under fire after spending $140,000 on a business trip for five senior executives despite preparing to fire 10% of its staff due to lack of funding. The university is yet to disclose how long the trip was, however the two alumni events that were attended were only 2 days apart. In a statement, a UTS spokesperson said alumni events were, quote, important and both an involvement of senior leaders was decided depending on the need. However, both events cost more than $10,000 each. Australian vice-chancellors are also some of the best remunerated in the world, with the average annual salary across 38 public universities now exceeding $1 million. The university sector is currently seeking greater government funding for teaching and research, with significant job losses looming at several universities.
Residents in Sydney's northwest are rallying against the state's government's push to add thousands of homes to their suburbs, with local councils saying they are already bursting at the seams. A recent New South Wales state proposal would allow the government to bypass council approval for housing that falls under low-rise and mid-rise policy for terrace homes and apartment blocks. With five sites marked by the state government for its potential growth dwellings in the Hills region could triple from 1,900 to 6,150. Although rapid development was expected with the expansion of the metro, Hillshire Council Mayor Michelle Byrne stated that more homes are being proposed than infrastructure can support. Earlier this year, the council launched a Fight for a Fairer Hills Future campaign, which has garnered 16,500 signatures, which is 3,500 from forcing the matter to be discussed in state parliament.
In international news, China has begun construction on the world's largest hydroelectric dam in Tibet, with the project set to generate the same amount of energy the UK uses in a single year. The project is set to dwarf China's current record-breaking Three Gorges Dam on the Yangtze River, with the new project planned to have five cascade hydroelectric dams which will meet the Tibetan region's energy demands. The governments of India and Bangladesh have expressed concern about the project, as the dam is upstream of the Brahmaputra River, which is vital to both countries. India's foreign ministry has vowed to monitor and take the necessary measures against the project, which is set to be completed in the 2030s.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with the chance of a shower in the afternoon. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. There is no fire warning and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. Now, I'm going to segue straight away. It's not even a segue. It's moving on to... There's plenty of things turning 50 this year. Just like us here at 4ZZZ, isn't it? Fantastic. But I found another record that's turning 50. Something from not my youth, from my babyhood. This would nearly be grandfather rock, wouldn't it? So here it is, 50 years old from Pink Floyd, here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
We'll be right back. Roll up, roll up. Welcome to the preposterous, terrifying, maladjusted, and vaguely creepy Netherworld Sideshow. For 2 weeks during ECA, the Netherworld Sideshow will come to life. There'll be oddities, carnival games, fairy floss, show bags, and all the creepy clowns you could shake a Dagwood dog at. Special carnival-themed menu and drinks, running from Saturday the 9th of August through to Sunday the 17th. Netherworld is a proud sponsor of 4ZZZ.
Good morning, comrades, and welcome to another episode of Workers Power here on 4ZZZ. My name's Bill, and I use the he, him pronouns.
I'm Jackson, and I use they, them.
And